A popular Outcast production.
Hey,
look, there we go.
I fixed it. Hooray.
Yay.
I'm just proud that we know what we're doing now.
Right?
We can
Bill's gonna
this.
Show up and be like, what, you guys,
everything's wrong.
Why did you?
He's not gonna be
I've
mad.
I've told you so many times.
No,
dude, we got this.
Good.
We totally got this.
Anyway. Yeah. Episode 19. Can you believe it?
For real?
For real.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My mom asked me how many times I'm going to do this. I'm like,
Forever.
I really don't know, per se.
Till we get really bored with it.
Till we completely run out of stuff to talk about.
So we come in to record and we're all just staring at each other.
He's like, yeah, let's just cut.
By then we'll all be gray and wrinkly.
No. Oh God, I no.
Actually, I have decided that I am never going to be gray, mostly because redheads turn white, but also because I'm just going to dye my hair really fun colors, because white is really easy to dye, like pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should, gray hair tends to be pretty resistant, though, so you still might want to just, like, put bleach on it for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just
to I'll remember that for when I'm, like, 80.
Remember that in 60 years, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, that I'm not going to get a gray hair until I'm 80.
I don't think I have any 83. Yet.
You're so blonde, though. I know. Like, how would you tell?
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
I'm just really happy I'm just going to go white.
Yeah.
So...
White is so much prettier than gray, though.
I don't know.
I've seen women with, nice like, silver. Long, long hair, mm-hmm. like, down to their butt, and it's all white. It's just... Some women really pull that off.
Yeah.
And then there's the people who always get perms.
So, before we get into hair and just fucking sidetrack ourselves, we actually sat down with some intent to record something this week.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Dream wedding episode.
All right.
Marriage. Well,
you two already got married.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had my dream wedding.
I got married in a courthouse. I mean, whatever.
Where was your reception?
In the basement of Jeff's parents' church.
Yeah. I figured it was something like that.
You guys looked awesome at your wedding.
It was free.
Yeah. It did look very nice.
Free venue.
Yeah.
So you guys got married at the courthouse and then, like, drove over to the reception? Like, was it the same day? Or?
Yeah. Okay. We could have a maximum of, I think it was my parents, his parents, my brother and his wife, Jeff's grandparents, Jeff's other grandparents, his brother. Okay, we could have a maximum of 12 witnesses in the room. So we crammed 11 people in there because my grandfather... didn't want to drive all the way out to Middleburg. And then little 5-10 minute thing. Oh, the best thing was the just as the piece gets started and he starts reading, he's like, oh, I need to start over. I don't have your names. He's like, I have the names of the last people I married here.
How romantic.
And he just kinda laughed and whatever and
oh, well.
He said a bunch of words, and we said, I do, and Jeff started to cry, and I laughed at him.
Aww. Of course that's what happened.
That's it. How it always goes.
That's not surprising at all.
It's because I'm dead inside, you know. I have no emotions. I don't cry. That's not true.
I was going to say, that can't be true.
No. Oh, God, no.
You lose an animal, you'll cry, and...
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, I held my, like, the last pet that died, I held him when he died, and I lost my shit. And my daughter's sitting there next to me, she's like, oh, no, sad.
Crying. Yeah, oh, God, like, that's not making it any better.
But, yeah, after the little thing, we all got into cars, and we drove over to the church, and actually, the family drove to the church... Jeff and I drove to Totem because it was a work day for 2T and AJ, so we're like, hey, we
He
got
still
married.
Has pictures on his,
yeah, he
one
made
of his
us
memory
flip him
cards.
Off. He's like, this
He's
is the
so
coolest
obsessed with
two married people will ever look.
Yeah. It probably was. You guys did look freaking awesome.
I don't know. It doesn't beat AJ's toga.
Yeah, I was going to say, he was wearing a toga, and you had flames on your dress. So.
Yeah. And a corset. I was going to make my own corset for my wedding, but then I was like, nah, too hard, not doing this right now.
Yeah. Mm. Thankfully, I had a mom that was willing to pay for mine.
Jesus. Nice.
and a nice lady who donated, like, made a dress and just gave it to you.
What?
Didn't no. Angela? Oh.
No, I actually had the corset and skirt custom made,
mm-hmm.
and that was, like, North Carolina. I actually had the skirt sent, I sent the skirt to Angela.
Oh, okay.
And she just put the flames on it, thankfully. Like, she didn't have to actually make the whole
okay.
skirt or anything.
Because I know she's done that before. She's done, like, full-length gowns.
Oh, I know. And I, the reason that I ended up with the flame skirt, I guess I'll start from the beginning. There's a woman named Angela Zampel, and she has a company called Mode Mare, and it's, like, retro and rockabilly clothing, and she's just a fantastic designer. And she used to make these tulle skirts, like flame skirts, where it would be a solid color tulle skirt and then flame sewn up from the bottom. You could get it in any color scheme. And I had always seen those and wanted mm-hmm. one for if I ever got married. But by the time I was getting married, she wasn't making those skirts anymore.
Or the baby doll bras. Thank God.
Yeah, those were kind of creepy.
Seriously.
Baby doll bras?
She had... I don't know
like
what
a bra top
of.
With baby like doll There's, faces
yeah
on.
Doll faces on them
oh
and then
God.
They were like outlined in like the fake boa like the marabou trim
yeah
nope
yeah
yeah nope.
They were
nope.
so they, yeah they nope. were just like these big Cupid doll faces.
Yeah they weren't nope. they weren't as creepy as like blinky eyed dolls and stuff
no.
but they were still I wouldn't wear
like,
it.
Like, I'm sure that has a market, and I'm not it.
Yeah, no, she doesn't make anything like that anymore.
God, could you imagine the market?
Yeah, weird.
Those are clown sex people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But yeah, so AJ had mentioned something to Ruth, who is Angela's best friend,
mm-hmm.
And Ruth just kind of took it upon herself to call Angela and be like, hey, would you, you know, do a skirt in 3 months, you know? And she was like, yeah. So I said, no freaking way. I already have a skirt, so all I would have to do is have her sew the flames on, which ended up being a huge pain in the ass for her because
aww.
the color fabric, like I wanted this, you know, fuchsia, and she was mm-hmm. having a really hard time finding fuchsia, like satiny fabric.
Mm.
But she ended up doing it in a different kind of fabric than she normally works with, like which is satin, but it frays really bad.
Oh,
she
no.
doesn't normally
satin
work with that.
Sucks.
But I mean, the skirt is not by any means perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the flames are kind of pieced and glued on there and
yeah.
stuff. But and it's kind of
looking
falling
it,
apart
yeah.
a little bit, but you can't ever tell
yeah.
it. It
no,
was
I once
beautiful.
Made a Renaissance-style gown. It was mm-hmm. my first graduation party. And I chose satin for the bodice
mm-hmm.
to put over top.
It's
oh,
incredibly
God.
Hard to work with.
Seriously,
yeah.
it just moves everywhere that
yep.
you don't want it to move. And,
yep.
like, lining it up on, like, the sewing machine, like, you can use, like, just little pins, but you have to be careful where you put them because
mm-hmm.
you can see like pin marks very easily when
yep.
you're done.
And it frays
and
so
it
bad.
Frays
yeah, but
just falls
I love
apart.
It. I love it. And yeah, then my mom made the toga, and we ended up not getting enough of the black. That's why it was kind of shorter in the back than it was in the front.
Oh.
It was so short, but he wanted it short because they said that was slave length togas, like back when. They wore togas. The richer people had longer togas. And he's like, I want slave legs. But it ended up being like...
He would.
Yeah.
Of course he would.
Yeah. But
my dress came from Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And then I put the red trim around the collar myself.
Cool.
Hmm.
Jeff's
enough.
Mohawk was insane.
It was.
That was fun.
Yeah, you guys look great.
We tried. He got his suit... there's a website called Uniformal Warehouse. They sell tuxes and stuff for butlers and waiters and
okay.
shit. So he got, I think his tux was maybe like $150, and it was like the jacket, the pants, the vest, and a bow tie.
Yeah, wow.
And he owned it.
And he owns it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
dude, that's
great.
Awesome.
Seriously.
Yeah,
I think it's.
I mean.
The white pants are, like, super sheer.
Hey.
AJ's toga was actually see-through, and he didn't want to wear underwear under it. I was like, you're insane. You're
please,
wearing underwear.
For the love of God
please.
And everybody at our party.
Yeah. It was short enough, like,
and then he taped the olive leaves to his head.
No, I don't think... No, they were on a
were
they were
they?
On a headband. Because I remember him, like, taking them off and then just, like, sticking the leaves to the counter in the kitchen.
He had glued them with something. It was, like, okay. I don't even remember. But they're falling off. Whatever the hell glue he used, they were falling off. And he was just... Yeah, they were glued onto a headband. Because I ordered... Like, I got online and I ordered this... One of these, like, gold freaking, you know... What are they called? What? Laurel leaf or whatever head things.
I know what you're talking about.
And the only one I could ever freaking find online was the chintziest, cheesiest, and it was so big that you literally put it on your head and it just fell down to your shoulders. It was like freaking gigantic. And you couldn't.
Giant heads?
Yeah, and you could. And it was a complete circle. So all the leaves were going one direction. It was just. It was hideous.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
So we just kind of threw that away.
Hard to make.
Yeah, well, I'm not that crafty. He did it, though.
You just go
I didn't
to,
even
like,
think about it.
Yeah, you just go to Michael's and get, like, a long string of leaves.
That's what
make,
we ended
like,
up
doing.
Like,
the garland, and you cut it apart. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you get, like, the bouquet of flowers. Yeah. And they have, like, just the leaves on them. You can make, like, ivy leaves and stuff. That's what I did when I did, I had a Medusa costume.
Oh, yeah, I remember I that.
Ivy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was fun. I borrowed, like, her mannequin head because I didn't know how to, like... Because I bought a wig, and then I'm like, well, how do I glue, like, snakes and stuff, like, to a wig? And, like, I braided all of the hair and, like, put everything up and, like, twisted everything around and, like, made, like, Medusa.
Did you put snakes in it?
Yeah, yeah, I got, like, packs of, like, little snakes from Spirit of Halloween, I think.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah. They were, like, a bunch of different colors. It was pretty neat.
That is really cool.
Might be Belle.
Not I don't know. Sure. I think creaky. I'm going to end up with a Medusa tattoo on my leg. So
nice.
Medusa's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Clash of the Titans was like one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
I want to get like the mechanical owl.
Yeah. That thing is sweet. Oh my sweet. God.
I think we're doing well. I'm pretty sure. We're doing things. Thing?
Bill's here and he's...
I am talking into my thing.
Bill's here and he's checking to make sure everything's kosher.
Hi, Bill.
He would with that Jufro.
Yes.
Seriously.
I'm trying to make it kosher. That's what's up. Anyway.
Are you hanging out or are you just going to go take a...
I'm going to try to write.
Go write some songs, man. Or some poetry.
Yeah. Go write poetry.
Write me a beautiful poem, Bill.
Come on it.
Bring all us right. to tears with your... Yeah, right.
What if I just write a joke?
Write a joke.
Okay, that works too.
That's more you.
fine, whatever.
Oh, God.
So tell us about your dream wedding, yeah. Ashley.
I used to have, like, a dream wedding where I was, like, wanted, like, a big wedding in, like, the backyard, like, somewhere outside, and, like... You know, I always wanted to get married by, like, my mom's best friend who is a pastor, but she's not even a minister anymore, so that's not even possible.
Mm.
But, yeah, like, I wanted, like, a bunch of flowers and outdoor and, like, semi-dress up and... But now, like, as I get older, I'm just like... What difference does that really make in life? I mean, yeah, you're promising yourself to somebody that you're promising them, I'm going to love you for the rest of my life. Which isn't true... Because just because you said it doesn't mean you're actually going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and I'd like to think I will love my husband for the rest of my life.
Well, absolutely.
But I may wake up one day and be like,
I'm not in love with you anymore.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm done.
It can happen. It happens to everybody.
Like, I hope it doesn't.
And I have no problem. You know, as I got older, like, my mood about marriage kind of just changed. And I'm like, it means almost nothing to me anymore. Because there's so many people, like, just getting divorced all of the time. And, like, people just
breaking up
don't
a lot
take it...
When you're not married.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously.
Mm-mm.
And I like being
That's
independent.
That's because people get married too fast.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Like, I like being independent. I like being my own person. I like having my own name and my own individuality. And I really like the independentness of it.
I'm nodding my head a lot. You can't hear
yes.
me, but
okay.
I am. I'm nodding.
Yeah, but, like, I would love to get married. Like, my dream right now is, like, get married when I'm, like, 50. You know, like, yeah. I've been living with the person that I've been living with for, like, 25 years. And...
Yeah, I mean, at that
we're
point,
happy.
If you guys are still together,
you know,
fucking
like,
do it.
Why
whatever.
Not just get married now? Because, you know, like, we're already together for 25 years. Let's do it now.
You
hey,
share everything anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't really have any interest in it whatsoever. I mean, so like
in retrospect, I don't know. I'm really torn if I would do it again because it makes like a lot of things easier. Like getting on Jeff's health insurance at work, it's a lot easier because we're married.
Yep.
Having a kid and being married gives you a lot less hairy eyeballs from strangers.
I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's just, I don't like putting up with shit.
I know. But I don't want to have...
you're not having kids, so you don't have that excuse.
I have no interest in having kids.
That's fine.
That was another thing. I used to think that I wanted, like, 2-3 kids. God, I do not want kids. Like, I'm realizing now that I was lying to myself.
Yeah.
Like, the more I realize...
That's because it's so ingrained into little girls. Like, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You grow up, and you find your prince, and you get married, and he takes care of you and your 18 children.
I know, right? Yeah, and now I'm more like, I want to take care of myself. And I have no problem being the breadwinner in the relationship and being like, hey, Belle, do you want to quit your job and work on comedy?
Let's do that.
Because you'll be happy. I'll be happy. I love my job. Mm-hmm. Why don't I go to work and you do whatever you do on this computer in here? And be two happy people who live together and are in a relationship and committed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I like not having kids just sounds great to me. Like, I love coming home and just being like, I'm exhausted and... let's make myself dinner. And I cook whatever I want and don't have to worry about anybody.
Not gonna lie,
else.
I miss those days sometimes. Like, I don't regret having my kid at all. She's great. I love her.
Well, yeah.
But it's just like, life was so much less complicated without
a child.
It's
just so, like, everything's just simple.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, self-actualization, you know, has come, you know, to me in, like, the last couple years. And Bill's really helped me, like, get to that point. Like, I really think that he has not changed me, because I don't think that anybody can change any other person.
Yeah, he's let you be yourself.
Yeah, he has been the person in my life that was like, well, do that. Yeah. If you want to do that, do that. If you don't want to do that, then don't do that. If, you know, and he helps me a lot, like, this is how we talk to each other, you know, we communicate. He gave me the tools, and I've just kind of realized, like, a bunch of different things in my life that I used to think I wanted, but, God, I don't.
Isn't it awesome being with an older guy that can actually, like, has lived and can actually tell you those things instead of being with some guy your age who doesn't know shit?
Oh, yeah. There's been so many times when, like, I'll come home from work and I'm like, my boss did this! And he's like, yeah, I had a boss that did that once, too. And I was like, you don't know how it is! And then, like, a couple days later, I'm like, oh,
you know exactly how it is.
You do. And he's so cool because, like, he'll let me...
Yep.
He'll let me figure that out on my own. He's not an I-told-you-so kind of person.
Yeah.
Which is also the greatest thing about dating an older guy. God, I'll never go back to...
They don't have anything to prove.
I'm dating... Well...
You go with the younger one, you can train him. Ha-ha.
Well, I tried that.
No. And I think I'm very much in the position that, like, Bill was to you. It's like... Yeah, that sucks, but, you know, figure it out. You know, you want to do this thing, do it.
See, you have
why aren't you doing it?
You have the patience to do that.
Sometimes.
I have, like, no patience. Like, none. I'm terrible at patience. I really am. I used to be even worse than I am, which says something about now, but, yeah.
Yeah, we all live and grow.
I'm not good. I'm not even good around kids. Like, they'll come into work and they're, like, banging on the windows, and I'll turn around and I'm like, God, stop it! Just give them, like, the look.
Well, that's different. Like,
kind of the same topic, but just, like, a little offshoot of the whole happiness slash kid thing. Mm-hmm. AJ just was telling me a story today about how he was talking to his dad, and his dad and him were looking at pictures of back when his parents were, like, 20 years old and stuff, and how his dad says to him, these were the happiest days of my life. And AJ goes, and then what happened? And he said, then we started having kids.
Ouch.
And I was like,
ouch, Dad.
You know what? But it's not, I mean, it wasn't supposed to be a shot at the kids, but it was like, it really actually says a lot, because AJ and I talk about that a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that a lot of times, like, when you hear about people that are in really, really happy relationships, they don't have, I'm not saying a lot of people that have happy relationships don't have kids. That's not really what I meant. But Like, you can be who you are in a relationship. You don't have to worry about the whole kid thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you can, like, grow and find yourself rather than have a kid when you're just a kid yourself. You know what I mean? Exactly. Before you even really know yourself.
And people are thinking, like, that's a lot of society. Like, you want to think that, like, society has grown in a way that, like, people are having kids later in life and, you know, whatever, but
Some people are. Where
we grew up, like, around our area, people are getting married right as soon as they get out of high school or college.
Yeah.
Not really knowing who they are. I don't really have, like, a setup in life and, like, having kids.
And they're divorced within 5
years.
Yeah.
And, like, it's depressing. You know? I'm just like, it sounds completely selfish, and I'm completely okay with admitting the fact that why I don't want kids is completely selfish.
Oh, me too.
But that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong. Because, I mean,
if you're going to have a kid and it's going to be, like, devastating to your entire world, don't fucking do it. Like, if you're going to be like, I have a kid, shit, I don't want a kid.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I like being myself. I don't like having to worry about anything else.
Yeah.
I like dogs. They go outside to go to the bathroom, and
you can leave your dogs at home when you go on vacation and not have to worry.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have to take them with you. Here, somebody can watch my house for a couple of days. Here, yeah, sit in my house, watch my Netflix.
Yeah, somebody doesn't have to stay with the dog the entire time you're gone. Yeah. Just show up a couple times a day, feed it, let it outside.
Let it out. Here, throw the frisbee. You're fine.
That's I wish AJ felt like that. He won't leave the house on any kind of vacation until all the dogs are dead.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well.
Just get a house sitter.
I don't know.
Get somebody who doesn't have a job and just be like, here's my TV, here's my fridge, here's my cabinets, eat my food, I don't care. Here's like a couple bucks, and we're out.
I would say the same thing, but AJ's weird, you know that. He doesn't like putting the burden of our animals on anybody else. Yeah, but
there's gotta be somebody in your life that, like, wouldn't mind sitting at your house and watching TV.
Would probably do it.
And he probably would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, what would he do with his cats?
Oh, yeah, cats can handle themselves.
Seriously, you need, like, a self-feeder and, like, leave your toilet seat up, and cats will be fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you might come home to some shit on your floor, but your cats are fine. Yeah. Cats are so easy.
They're pretty self-sufficient.
They're like hamsters in, like, a bigger cage. That's all they are. But they're
loud hamsters.
Smart and evil. Some cats are pretty evil. Some cats are pretty great, but my cat, the one that we she's so evil. She really hates me. Feelings mutual. But yeah, anyway, so we're talking about marriage, but
yeah, we waited till our 10-year anniversary. That's when we got married. So, I mean, yeah, it was one of those things where when we got together, neither of us really wanted to get married, and he said, "Well, you know, if we're together for 10 years, we don't hate each other, and we're still doing good, then we can get married."
Yeah.
So we did. 10-year anniversary.
I remember a few years ago, he was talking to me about it, like, when he was tattooing me. He's like, "Yeah, I promised my old lady, like, if we were together for 10 years, I'd marry her. That might actually happen."
Oh, crap. Yeah. I did say that, didn't I?
For a while, I didn't really want to, but now, and for a while, he really wanted to. He was pushing for it. But then, it happened.
Yeah, it fell into
everything was good.
Yeah.
And we still act like newlyweds.
That's good. Yeah, that's another thing.
Hopefully we will forever.
Having kids kind of puts a damper on your
love life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I can see how that would get in the way.
And I mean, not even just like spontaneous stuff. It's just like the end of the day, you know, kid's finally asleep. It's just like, what do you want to do? You want to go to sleep? Oh my god, yes, I want to go to sleep.
Oh my god, me too!
It's like, I'll race ya.
I'll race you. We're gonna go. I'm gonna do nothing.
It's rough, we didn't have a big wedding, like, it's not something we wanted to do. It's just like, we're gonna have fun either way. We're not gonna, like, sink a shitload of money into it. We did, like, our wedding and our honeymoon.
I think for, like, less than a grand.
Nice.
Yeah, because we had a potluck reception. We provided a handful of things and, like, a gross of cupcakes.
That's a lot, though.
That was a lot of fucking cupcakes.
Well, look at we had 200 cupcakes left after our wedding.
Oh, God.
Do you remember how many? I sent so many home with you.
I don't even remember. Like,
well, how many did you make?
I didn't make them. We had a cupcake girl make them. And, man, no, wait. 200 cupcakes. I think she made 200 cupcakes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And we had well over 100 left after the wedding. It was one of those. It was one of those jiggers where she had
a cupcake
eight different bar. Icings and like five different cupcakes and toppings and different fillings and.
Mm-hmm. It was neat.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome. That I don't think she awesome. Does it anymore, but
cupcakes are a lot of work.
Yeah. They are. I freaking hate cupcakes. After baking that many, and I had to make even more because, we tried baking some of them in the church basement while we were decorating for the reception. And I don't know if it's because we were in the basement or what, but, like, the cupcakes fell. So we had to bake more to make up for those fallen cupcakes. And
shit.
That's...
Yeah, not doing that shit again. But we are talking, like, maybe a few years down the road, we'll do, like, a vow renewal and have, like, a giant-ass party.
That would be cool.
It would be.
It was really nice doing what we did. You know, mm-hmm. You just invite, like, it just got to be a lot of people. But it was one of those things where it was like, well, I don't want to invite these people and leave these people out. And it was started out that it was just going to be, like, hardly anybody there. But we just kept, well, I kind of want this person to be there. I want these people here.
Family, so, friends,
yeah.
Co-workers.
So it was... Clients. 80, maybe 80-ish people or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, overwhelming or anything.
No. It was at our house, so obviously we didn't have to pay for the venue. Mm-hmm. The tent was donated.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
Who did that?
Dave. I don't know if you know him. Dave, he's got real long hair. He does tents.
No.
AJ's done a couple sleeves on him.
The only Dave I can think of is the one
It's Dave Britcher is
AJ
his last name.
AJ tattooed his throat a while ago.
No, Dragonhead Dave, no.
Yeah, Dragonhead Dave.
Dave Britcher. He's the one that's completely obsessed with Transformers, just like AJ. And they both have, like... gigantic collection.
Did you get this one? No, man, but I got this one.
No, they buy them for each other, and yeah, Dave's like super up to date on all the releases that are coming out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's...
Jeff still has two Transformers in boxes that AJ gave to him because he got them for his brother,
mm-hmm.
But then his brother already had them, so he's like, oh, here, man, I know you like these. I'm like, take them out of the box. He's like, no, they were a gift. I'm like, oh my god. AJ would be so mad if he knew you didn't take them out of the box and play with them.
Yeah, play with them.
They're toys.
Just take them out and transform them at least once.
Yeah. Oh, he could totally take them out. He should.
I know. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, what's going on with these guys? What's going on?
You should just open it and just be like, oops. Oh, Jeff, it's already, like, half opened. I don't know what happened. Morgan got into it. And...
AJ plays with, like, his really expensive ones.
And
he'll drop them, like, 5 feet. Like, he has, like, wars with them and, like, mm-hmm. smashes them into each other and, like, throws them on the ground.
Yeah, he was just telling me how
is sturdy.
How Voltron just took out, like, Devastator or something.
That's what it was. Devastator's, like, $400 Transformer. And he freaking... And even the Voltron's wasn't cheap. And he's, like, just throwing them off the top shelves. And I'm like, you're just asking for it.
You are a... Oh, my God.
He's a maniac.
I guess that's what they're for?
That's what he says. They're for playing with.
Well, like, the really expensive ones you're just supposed to put together and look at.
Yeah.
I'm pretty... Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah.
they're really not to play with.
Doesn't matter.
It was like the porcelain dolls that my grandma would always get me. Like, I know. I finally sold them all, thank God.
Thank you, Jeebus.
Seriously, I don't have to look at them anymore. But, she would always be like, they're worth money, so don't play with them. Don't take them out of the box. No. I'm like, no, seriously, they're going in the attic. I don't like them.
They aren't worth anything.
I don't like those things.
Where'd you get those, Grandma?
Oh, the dollar store.
Yeah, they're not going to be worth anything ever.
Yeah.
From Satan. Those things were so creepy.
I've been going over. I went over to my mom's house on Thursday, and I'm probably going to be going over a couple days a week for a while. We're finally getting around to, like, cleaning out all of her hoard
mess. Oh, God.
Like, it's not really, like, hoarder-level hoard. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, like, two bedrooms packed full of an old bead shop and various crap. It was actually a lot of fun digging through the one room.
We were just at the street fest last weekend, and Jeff asked if your mom would have a stand there. I'm like, I doubt it.
No, not
she
for...
She sold the shop.
Yeah, not for a while.
No.
She actually has a show at Geisinger later this month that she's doing, but...
Making, like, bracelets for cancer patients or something?
No, no. It's some... It was originally some, like, really high-end artisan show for, like, the rich doctor's wives and all that crap. The Women's Auxiliary has it, and they'll come and, like, buy stuff for the auxiliary. But over the years, it's been getting worse and worse. Like, they'll just let anybody in there now, and there'll be, like, a lot of other competition for the actual artisans. Like, they had someone there last year who, like, just buys jewelry and resells it. Like, that's not...
Oh, that's crappy.
It's just bullshit. So, a friend of mine, another friend of mine who makes jewelry, she had done it every year as well. And another lady that my mom was friends with, they all kind of banded together and were like, we're not ever going to do this show again unless you actually, like, get respectable, only the high-end vendors again. So I think they're actually changed it this year. They'll have better vendors. So hopefully she does well.
And there's other craft shows to go to if you want crap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they had one at Little Line Mountain High School that I'm seriously amazed at the shit that people will pay money for.
Oh my God, seriously.
It's ridiculous.
When I was...
Why? You can make that.
When I was like almost 9 months pregnant and not working, Jeff's mom thought it would be fun to take an afternoon, and we went to, like, the Sealands Grove. I think it was the middle school, and they had, like, a craft show, and there was some actually, like, cool stuff there. There was a guy that, like, makes his own hot sauces and salsas, and that was cool, and, like, I think the Two Mules Soap Company was there. But then there was, like, a couple Mary Kay stands, some Scentsy, some Tastefully Simple, and I'm like...
All that crap. BS.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God, I still get freaking emails from the Tastefully Simple party I went to. Just like, oh my God, I should have gave you my wrong email address.
Can't you unsubscribe? Probably. You should be able to.
Probably.
Scroll down to the bottom.
Yeah, I'm
too
look
lazy.
At that.
That's how I am.
I know. Well, I have that problem a lot too, because like sometimes you can't unsubscribe from your phone, and I'm like, ugh. I did go upstairs and turn on my computer. Fuck that.
Never
I'll
mind.
Just delete it.
That's what I do. Probably delete like 50 emails a day.
Oh, I have an God. Email account that I use for all that shit that I don't ever check.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Why don't you just give them a fake email?
I don't know.
It's so much easier. What do you want?
Because it's my old email account.
I was ignoring your
Bill
hand gestures.
Just said to pretend that he wasn't here.
We can't pretend you're not here because you're here.
I don't mean to interrupt.
But I love
it's
you
okay.
And I want to say hi to you.
You yelled, "What do you want?"
Yeah, that's not saying hi.
Same thing.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just read something that will interest you two. You probably way more. They just found 106 lost Doctor Who episodes.
No way.
What?
Yes.
What?
Nice. Well, I know.
What? Why was it in Ethiopia?
BBC sold a bunch of their old film.
Yeah, they did. The stuff that they didn't trash,
holy
they sold,
crap.
And some of it was sent to stations in other countries for broadcast. So they're just getting a lot of that stuff back now, but that is amazing.
Oh my God.
And it's the first and second doctors.
Yes, that's like where the biggest amount of stuff was missing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
That's
amazing.
Thanks, Bill.
Breaking news.
That is breaking news.
Breaking news, which actually this is going to air in like 2 days, so it will be breaking news.
Breaking news.
New old Doctor Who, for those of you who care.
106 episodes
which
have been found in Ethiopia.
I'm wearing my TARDIS shirt that says, "You never forget your first doctor."
Aww.
My first doctor was Tom Baker.
Nah, mine was Chris Eccleston.
Yeah.
Meh.
No, it was like, oh god, it was, I was probably, this is gonna tie into the next episode, maybe. I don't know. Depends on if we go through with that. But, no, I was like 18, maybe 19, and I was hanging out with my brother and his girlfriend, and he decided to, like, pop in a Doctor Who VHS that he had for all,
crap.
For anybody who's older than, like, 15. Listening. Which, you should be older than 15, because this is explicit content, yes. Damn it. But yeah, he popped in the Ark in Space, and that was the first Tom Baker I saw.
That's a good episode.
I know, I love that one. I went back and rewatched it, like, last year. I was like, this is still good. I still like this.
Yeah, it's black and white, and I still love it.
That one was in color.
Which one am I thinking of? Because
he was the fourth Doctor.
Oh. And what am I thinking of?
I think maybe you could have seen it in black and white, because it was still fairly early. It was like seventh season, I believe. I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of something completely different. Never mind.
No problem.
AJ just brought up Doctor Who yesterday.
I think
said that we could start watching it.
Oh, shit.
So maybe when we're done watching Supernatural.
The new seasons?
Oh, God, no, Supernatural this week.
Is it the classic?
He was saying Tom Baker, because that was his favorite Doctor. So
on Netflix? Probably.
Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You thought they took it off.
No, they combined all of the classic Doctor Who under one heading.
Well, yeah, I know, but
it's missing a lot of
it
episodes.
It is missing a lot of the first couple episodes.
Yeah, because,
like, the earlier ones, I think there was only three episodes, and it was, like, three-part episodes of the first Doctor.
Yeah, no. A lot of the
earlier
stuff...
I don't even think they have the first Doctor on there.
Maybe, because I know when I started watching,
with, like, the second or third.
It was when Netflix, like, you paid one flat fee to get both streaming and DVDs in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched a lot of the early stuff via DVDs through the mail.
Right.
So.
Oh.
Yeah, they had it all, like, separated, and it was ridiculously hard to find anything on it.
I had to use Wikipedia to, like, watch
that's
things
what I did.
In correct broadcast order.
And there's also, they still have the movies on there too, don't they?
Some of them.
Most of them are with David Tennant, I know that.
Yeah, a lot of like the older like movie, like feature length things, I don't think.
She's
are
using
on there.
Air quotes.
Air quotes, people. You can't see them, but they're there.
Just because you put it closer to the microphone doesn't mean
you're right in the microphone, they might be able to hear.
They can't hear bunnies.
Yeah, and I'm not sorry, condoning anything, but there are ways of viewing things that the internet has available.
Acquiring. I don't do illegal things,
is what Bill normally calls it. You are acquiring.
I've been
things.
In your car. You speed like a crazy person. That is illegal.
Was it really that bad?
You were doing like 80.
No, I was not.
Oh my god, yes you were.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't when think we that were car even did 80.
When we were going down the turnpike, I look over and I'm like, I'm not looking over again.
I'm safe.
It's
we're
fine.
We're all good.
We got there and back in one piece, and exactly. That's what's important.
There weren't any close calls.
Nope.
It's fine. I'm a safe, good driver.
You're a safe...
Now.
Stunt woman driver.
Yes, it's fine.
I could be a stunt driver. No.
No, don't do that.
I'm never.
That's a bad idea.
Never.
Get the car from death.
I'd be good at wrecking cars.
Oh my god, seriously.
I would like to be a crash test dummy, please.
I would like to be a demolition driver.
How much
driver.
Does that pay? Oh, okay, never mind. Not
oh,
worth
shit.
It.
Shit, I haven't been writing down what we're talking about. I'm a failure.
Crap.
There's going to be, like, no
There's
description for this episode.
A pen and post-its
yeah,
right
next
to it.
Yeah, I got out, and I was all ready, and then
well, after
I drank
the episode,
all my wine before we started.
After the episode, we'll brainstorm and come up with everything.
Yeah, we'll try right to get it while it's fresh in our minds.
Yeah, we'll be
we
able
give
to.
Give you a decent description, not be like, I don't remember what we talked about. Have fun with that.
Here you go. We don't remember. It's question mark episode
Sorry.
Number 19. God, that's a lovely picture of Jeff up there. I guess I never realized
ripping
that.
His shirt open.
Yeah.
That's
it's on the Sammy Tucson bulletin board.
That's adorable.
We don't even talk about Sammy Tucson anymore.
No, that kind of died. They're pretty it sure died. It was Kyle Blessing and or Max Gowell.
Oh.
Yeah.
For those of you who aren't aware of the Sammy Tucson conspiracy,
listen to the early episodes of the Popular Outcast podcast.
Yeah. Well, not even the early ones. Like,
it was early
in like the teens.
Yeah.
Like, listen to their teen years.
They're in like the 90s now, so that's the early episodes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are, aren't
Speaking of which, next weekend I'm guest hosting.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And can't tell you what we're going to talk about because it's a big surprise. Jeff and I have been planning a surprise for a long time.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. So it's you, Jeff, and Bill?
Maybe Mike. Mike's really trying to get his schedule worked around. He's really trying to get get off from my mom, too. Like, he talked to, I think, his, like, direct manager and was like, I have this thing and I'd really like offer it. I don't have to be off for it, but I'd really like to, and da da da. And she's like, I'll see what I can do.
Well, that's very
nice.
He's
like, even if you work me in the morning, just work me like open till like 6. And she's like, I'll see what I can do. So
I'm gonna try to actually make that one.
Do it.
Mike, Snow Mike.
Yeah. And it's going to be so much closer to your house now.
And
that's not even the problem, but I don't think I'm going to be able to come to the party only because there's like two other parties going on that night. Like,
I know. Oh, it was a very...
Nate Buddy's birthday parties that night.
I feel bad, but we're probably not going to be able to make it to the Halloween party because Jeff's parents are going to be out of town and we don't really have the money to pay for a babysitter for that amount of hours.
Hmm.
So we're even trying to figure out what we're doing for the open mic. Which, I mean, none of you people need to hear this. We could totally be doing this
if
not
on the podcast.
If you want
to cut this out, we can.
Whatever, I don't care.
Whatever.
Sorry. This isn't going to keep the people who listen from listening to us. They've listened to worse. They still love us. You love us.
You still listen to us chewing for an hour at a time.
And we still think you should get on Facebook and tell us why you like us.
Yeah, we've only had a couple responses.
Yeah, we've got a handful of people.
I mean, we have a handful of people that like us, but not a lot of people that actually talk to us. I think we have, like, 3 people who actually say things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure how many listeners we still have.
Dude, I don't know. I haven't
looked the downloads since, like, episode 5.
I haven't
5.
Even listened to the last couple
I put episodes. The episodes up.
I don't listen to the episodes
I
at
put
all.
The shit up to publish on the blog, and that's all I do. And occasionally the Facebook page when I remember. Because you can schedule the podcast to drop at, like, a certain time. So I schedule it to drop at midnight between Monday, Tuesday. But you can schedule a blog post, but then we don't get, like, the fun little, like, bar thing on Facebook with the little picture and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you put up a link that doesn't it technically exist yet, it's like just the link. It's
right. Yeah.
Technical mumbo jumbo.
Jargon.
Words.
Whatevs.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today. Yeah. That was probably wrong. I have not watched that in an embarrassingly long amount of time.
It sounds right.
Sure.
Sure, okay.
It could be.
Sounds great. I don't...
What a good movie.
Just skip to the man and wife. Good movie. Princess Bride. Watch it. It's
seriously,
a good time.
If you haven't watched it, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Seriously.
For real. I got the special edition a while ago that came with a novelization, which is like... the alleged book that the grandfather reads to the son in the movie, but it wasn't really a book that existed before the movie.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty awesome because they pretend like it is, but like the guy says like he edited it and cut out like all the boring stuff that wouldn't apply to today. Like I cut out 700 pages of them talking about hats. Right? He's like, because that was a thing back in blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, okay.
700
back in
pages?
In the 1200s.
No.
Okay. No, because the alleged thing was that Prince Humperdinck was supposed to marry a princess from another land, but she always wore hats, because it turns out she was bald. So it talked for pages and pages and pages about her various hats, allegedly.
Yeah, 700 pages worth.
I'm probably, like, way off. Again, read that forever ago, too.
Could probably just talk about how many shoes she owns. Because I'm sure that would be...
Maybe. It was... In theory, it was a different time. Shoes weren't as much of a thing, because, like, you didn't really see a woman's shoes.
Yeah, I gotcha. because that was sinful.
But you could see almost all of her breasts for some reason.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
You are not allowed to show your ankles, but your boobs...
if they're not hanging out...
...are 100% allowed. Although, in actually most countries, breasts aren't sexual.
No.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last episode.
Oh, yeah. I think I also just read that, like, Finland or something just made it legal to, like, masturbate in public.
Yeah! Was it... Yeah, it was some Scandinavian country,
Finland,
and I'm just like...
Sweden or one of the places.
Norway or Greenland or some shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like,
I don't want to...
That's...
I'm going to cry. Nope. Don't want to go there.
Why? Like, that's really interesting. I want to know, like, I need to read into that further and find out, like...
America's going to have
exactly
to be like...
What exactly it's all about.
I know the next thing is like, well, if we like gay marriage, you know, legal, then the next thing is masturbation in public.
I'm okay. I don't want to see that.
That's not related at all.
I don't want to see like a random person on a subway just whip their dick
out. No, I don't either.
No, I don't. Good. I have no interest in seeing that.
Sir, please put that away.
Yeah.
Yeah, European countries though, like they don't view sexuality anywhere near like we do.
Yes,
the commercials and stuff. Everything's very, very racy.
We
over
are
there.
From Puritans.
What?
Yeah.
So
those bastards.
I know,
they
right?
ruined us.
They really did.
Speaking
to
of
a point
of gay marriage, I just want to throw this in because it's really been eating at me. Okay. Did you guys see the bullshit that Corbett said?
Yes.
Gay marriage is like incest between siblings.
Oh my God.
I am embarrassed for my state right now.
Seriously. And he actually said, he's like, I don't really, I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exact words, but he actually said, he's like, I don't really care what the law says. It's not legal in the eyes of the state. And I'm like, no, that's a law. Like, that passed. If they are married outside of this state and they come back home, it is legal. They are legally married here. I don't give a shit what you think.
There is a bill.
You're a moron, sir.
That they're working on passing, and that's why, like, this people were talking to the governor, and he's like, no, it's not right. It's like incest between siblings. And it's like, dude.
Yeah. Our governor's a jackass.
That was the worst one. Well, maybe not the worst, but one of the worst things you could have ever said. People are going to eat you alive now.
Why is he working anyway? Isn't the government shut down? Aren't they supposed to be sitting at home watching TV and bonbons and
the federal
paid?
Government is. Yeah. He's part of state government. Yeah. Our state budget already passed. Which we went through a similar situation a couple years ago where like cops and shit weren't getting paid because the state wouldn't pass their budget.
Yep.
This is crap.
Fucking government.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get into it.
Yeah, seriously. Let's not get into politics. I just wanted to touch on that because we were talking about gay marriage.
Well,
it's just like,
there's absolutely nothing wrong with two people who are in love getting married.
Yeah,
as long
seriously.
As they are of legal age.
Seriously. None of this, like, Middle East marrying 8-year-old girls.
I want to know the ratio of gay marriages that end in divorce. And straight marriages.
I think it's
divorce.
Too new.
I think it's too new, too. I don't think there's enough of a statistic.
There's probably not any gay marriage married people that get divorced.
I'm sure not yet.
You would have to do a survey of people who've been living together for that long.
Right. Yeah, like, people who have been living together, like, 10 years or more, like, how long they stay together after, like, 7 to 10 years or something.
Yeah,
it just
like a
pisses
civil
me
union.
Off that we can't be more open-minded.
We're working
like,
on it.
Seriously.
It's getting there.
They love each other. They want to get married. Let them get married.
Yeah. What does it affect you?
I know.
It's wrong in the eyes of God.
Okay.
So?
That's your particular interpretation of the Bible.
That's your religion. That's not theirs. And even if it is theirs, that's not.
There are a lot of, like, homosexual, queer, transgendered, etc., LGBT type people that are Christians that do go to church.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing.
You can't just pick and choose the parts of the Bible you like and the parts you don't.
No.
Just like with the government. You can't pick and choose the parts of the budget you like and the parts of the budget you don't.
Just because a black man put it in there.
Yep.
Oh, God, I am like it's 90% wrong. Positive that's what all this is. Because
oh, I know
all
it is.
The stuffy
oh
old God. White yep. guys are pissed off of black guys telling them
if
what
you
to
hear
do.
A person call it Obamacare, then oh I just God. Immediately just shut down. I'm like, yep, all right.
It's not it's Obamacare.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's called it's the Affordable Care Act, not Obamacare.
And actually,
asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Affordable Care Act is great, actually.
Yeah.
Have you read it? It's fantastic.
And the funny
people
thing
are
is,
getting insurance that could never get it before.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
who are part time have choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you have to have insurance now, which that's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to have insurance for your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you have to have insurance for yourself? So you don't
especially
get
if
like
you get it cheap.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. People are so they're just freaking out about it. I'm not
and
even going to get into that either.
To kind of quote my husband on his last episode of his solo podcast, it's like, I would, hypothetically, if I was working right now, I would gladly pay an extra few dollars in taxes if it meant everybody had access to health care.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
But
care.
They actually, they did a survey a while ago, and they worded the questions differently. They talked about, like, the Affordable Care Act, and then, like, worded questions that said Affordable Care Act, and then they worded questions that said Obamacare.
Yeah.
And people were all for Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. but as soon as you throw in Obama, people are like, no.
Fuck that
and
guy.
And yet we numb, like, and yet he has been president for a second term.
Yeah. Obviously he's doing something right. I mean,
where are the people who voted for this guy?
Ultimately, like,
it's just
presidential elections
honestly,
come
it's
down
just
to
a few people who are really
yeah.
like.
But
I mean, the Tea Party's yeah. not that.
It's
big.
It's only like 20 Republicans
yeah.
holding the government
yeah,
hostage
it's
right
not,
now.
Seriously.
It's yeah, it's bad. And then all the sheep that freaking believe all that bullshit.
Sheeple.
Which
all
it just pisses me off because honestly, like most of my family are Republican.
Same.
And
here.
It drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
Like they're constantly
oh, they actually,
like reposting all this like anti-Obama shit, and I'm like, dude, you guys are my family, but how the fuck are you all so stupid? Sometimes
they've actually they're doing like studies and shit right now that like listening to shit like Rush Limbaugh and
yeah.
Fox News actually does make you a crazy right-wing anti-Obama just
it's
idiot.
Been proven that Fox News isn't really
oh god
news.
Watching The Daily Show and The Colbert Report has become more reliable news than Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
the fuck is wrong with our country?
Dude, Bill Maher. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I love Bill Maher so
if
much.
If he wasn't such an asshole, though.
Oh, my God. But, dude, he's right. He's... Shit.
He's not
I don't agree with
wrong.
Everything that he says, like, because he, you know, but...
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
He
well, he's a total asshole,
a
but, dude,
wrong way,
I but. Would love to have Bill Maher as a president. I'm
yeah.
serious.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that, but
he would never want to be president, but I know that.
Oh, God, no.
He wouldn't make a good president.
No, and I'm sure he would say that he wouldn't make a good president, but God damn it, he'd be better than any Republican in office.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's a huge backlash against the GOP right now, even from people within the GOP that are like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Mm-hmm. There was a whole bunch of, like, Republicans up in... Like, I don't know, the northern states, like, I don't know if it was Vermont or Maine or some shit, but they all just left the Republican Party. it was like congressmen and like a whole bunch of people, like a whole freaking group of them. They just
we're going to the other
we're
side.
Not Republicans anymore.
Yeah.
You guys
and I'm not saying
idiots.
I'm Democrat. I mean it's
yeah.
just
I'm not
kind
really
of
anything.
Just, yeah.
I'm undecided. I just
yeah.
I don't vote per party. Like,
yeah, I don't either.
Hypothetically, I'm Democrat. I'm only going to vote Democrat.
Right.
I'm going to vote for the person who I think is going to do the best fucking job.
Right.
I'm technically independent, but if I'm on the actual ballot itself, I'm Democrat. Only because that way I can vote in the...
Right. That's how I
oh,
am.
Oh, yeah.
But, actually, the second time that... I don't know if I ever told you this. The second time that, it was the re-election for Obama, and I wanted to vote for him again. I went to go vote where my parents were already voting, because, like, that was the county that I was registered in, and they unregistered me.
That happened a lot during that election.
Specifically Democrats.
All Democrats.
It was only Democrats.
Yep.
And it was over 50,000 Democrats that were just unregistered.
Yep. Oh, and look who still won.
And he still won.
Not that, you know, the people's vote has a whole lot to do with anything.
I seriously was fuming because I was like, I was talking to the woman like that I was like going to vote, and like she saw me vote the first time. She knows my parents. She knows me. And she goes, no, you voted in 2008. There's no reason you can't vote now, except you're not registered here. And she was calling around to the other areas around the other polls, and she was like, you're not registered anywhere.
Dude, I would have fucking made the biggest deal about that shit.
She was somebody that I knew, so like I didn't want
to... No, not to her.
But
not
to her.
I would have started making some phone calls right there. I'd be like, you're not closing these polls till we get this shit sorted out.
Yeah, I was fuming. I was like yelling the entire time home. I was pissed. Like, I called my mom and I was like, rah! And she's like, I don't know what you want me to do. And I was like, I just want to yell right now.
Yeah.
I was so mad. I was like, if he loses and oh my God. I was like, I swear to God.
I'm sorry, but GW should not have won his second term.
God, no.
He shouldn't have won his
like, that
first
was all
term.
Bullshit. All that fucking bullshit that
and
happened down with
the
polls.
And they re-voted in Florida.
No.
Come
no.
on.
No.
That was all bullshit. Yeah, that was his first term, was the when he was up against Al Gore.
Yeah.
That was. In 2000.
Oh, God.
Because I was still in high school, and I remember the SNL skit of the debate.
I was 10, and I remember it.
Shit the fuck up.
Yeah, I was in, like, 5th grade.
I was in, like, 10th grade.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was way out of high school.
But that's funny. Like, something that happened in 5th grade, I still remember. Yeah.
I remember in 2nd grade, we did school-wide voting on, like, our old Mac computers.
Yeah, we did that too.
And I remember voting for Bill Clinton, because I was like, I don't fucking know, whatever. And I just remember, like, my friend, who obviously had very politically opinionated parents, she was so mad that I didn't vote for Ross Perot. And I'm like, really? He looks like the Purdue guy.
Yeah. I remember doing that in 5th grade when it was George Bush and Al Gore, and I voted for Al Gore, but that was only because that's what my parents were voting for.
Al Gore was too progressive for 2000.
Yeah. Yeah.
But surprisingly, my parents wanted to vote for him. They're not.
Because W's an idiot.
They're not extremely progressive, but at least I think so. Unless my memory's completely wrong. I don't know
either.
Wasn't this episode supposed to be about weddings?
Well, I think we exhausted our wedding thing. Like,
I don't know. Weddings didn't take as long as I thought it would.
I didn't want to have a big, fancy, expensive wedding because it's a pain in the ass, and I'm glad I didn't because I've had friends that have had big, fancy, expensive weddings, and I'm like, ugh, fuck that.
I think that is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Let's get dressed up. Like, once in our life.
Dude, there are girls whose parents take mortgages out to pay for, like, these freaking ridiculous weddings.
Nope.
Why?
I don't understand it.
Bullshit.
Either.
That is such
There's
bullshit.
There's no reason that you can't find a dress for like $100. Oh. There's no reason that you can't cater.
Like you
an
can go, you can go all out on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean,
yeah.
But I mean, to take a mortgage out to pay for a freaking wedding. Okay, if
That's
you can't
ridiculous.
Afford to pay for your wedding. Like, either with a credit card or however you want to do
it. Down.
Like, yeah, tone it back a little bit. Like, you don't have to invite 700 people to your fucking wedding.
You don't need to have
like,
filet mignon.
Yeah, you
steaks
don't have
on
to,
the grill.
Yeah, you
there
know, like.
There is no way that you know 700 people enough to, like, want them to be at that moment of your life.
And you know what else annoys
there's
me?
There's no way
like,
that there's that many people that close to you.
When you have, like, when you get married, like when you see chicks get married and they have like 10 fucking bridesmaids and
oh my god,
and
I
like,
was
really
one.
Come
How
on,
you have 10 friends.
I was like, I think I was one of 7 or 8 bridesmaids.
Like, that's just so crazy. Like, wow,
seriously, I have no idea who, like, I don't think I'd have a bridesmaid.
I didn't have
a
shit.
I don't think I would because I don't have like,
I didn't either.
I don't have.
I would have had a couple girls that, I mean, I definitely have a couple close friends that I could have had as a bridesmaid, but what
Tea
the
and
fuck
her new
is
boobs.
The point? Yeah, oh my god, Tia's boobs.
What?
My friend Tia, her ginormous boobies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's a fan of plastic surgery.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Dr. Normington does a good job, though.
Oh, yes, he does.
I've had many recommendations from him.
Except her one boob didn't drop. She had to go back in to get it surgeried.
Man. It dropped?
Did she not like massage it enough?
No, she massaged the shit out of it. Just never felt it, never dropped down in.
Did she do under the muscle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Because I think those have a higher rate of like not dropping because they're like.
No, because you could actually feel like almost like her muscle here and then like the boob up here. I don't know.
They're supposed to drop down.
Well, they're like they put them in real high, and they're supposed to kind of like
fall into a more natural state, like, so you don't have like these ping pong.
I think she had
like
maybe too much down behind it or something. It never maybe. Like kind of. I don't know anything about fake boobs, so I don't
awkward.
Know. I'm not opposed to them.
No,
I.
Hers
you
are
do
great.
What you do.
I'm not opposed to them. I mean, do whatever you want to your body, whatever, but I don't understand why people want larger boobs, because I hate mine.
Yeah, well, you know what? People would kill for those, so shut up.
Yeah. And I would kill to not have them.
Then get surgery.
They're actually, it was a couple years ago.
I wonder if that would be allowed, like, if I could get a reduction.
People get breast reduction all the time.
I know, but, like, I don't want to have to pay, like, out the ass
well,
for it.
But they were, If you can prove that it's hurting you.
Yeah, I wonder if I would have a medical.
You could. If you have back problems or anything from it, absolutely.
I do have back problems from it.
Well, then, yes.
But I've read that a lot of people get turned down.
Back problems from big boobs is, like, largely caused by inappropriately sized bras.
Wow.
I was sized at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I've been sized at Victoria's.
You're wearing the wrong bra, then.
Yeah, I've been sized at Victoria's Secret three different times with three different results.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously. Huh. And they don't have bras large enough to accommodate beyond double D.
Yeah.
So where do they...
Or band sizes, like, to accommodate.
There
like,
are
they have
places
a small
around,
range.
There are places around that will do real fittings.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a bridal shop or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you pick up that women's... Have you ever seen that Susquehanna Valley Women's Journal? It's just, like, a free newspaper. They have them around.
I think they have it at, like, my gynecologist.
If you just flip through them...
Yeah.
I know that there's ads in there for places that will do that.
And I found a couple good resources online that, get you more accurate measurements for your boobs. Because it's not just the stand up straight in your best bra and take measurements here, here, and here. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's a little more than that because not everybody's got the same shape of breast.
Yeah.
So you gotta, like, bend over and, like, do all this other shit.
Yeah.
I mean, my bras are pretty well comfortable. I only buy my undergarments from Victoria's Secret.
$50 bras.
I don't have a high opinion of them.
Because
they will, if they don't have your particular size, they will try to sell you the closest size to what they think you are.
I ended up walking out of there with a bra that did not fit me.
Yeah, I've done that more than once.
Every time I go in there and I'll ask for something, they always kind of look at my chest and, like, look at me and then give me, like, a snotty little remark.
It's like, no, they're real. Shut your face.
Yeah, like, every single time I'm like, all right, do you have, you know, I'll find a bra on the shelf and I'm like, all right, do you have this one in my size? And they're like, what size? And I'm like, I'm a 36 double D. And they're just like, no. I didn't need that.
They're just jealous.
Are you?
Seriously.
No. You're a bitch.
I need, like, a size 30 band, and fucking good luck finding that shit.
Oh my god, I don't think I've ever even seen that in the store.
Yeah, you don't.
Wow.
No, you don't.
That blows. I have to get, like, 32s and close them all the way.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was hard finding 36 double D.
I guarantee if you get fitted properly, you're not a double D.
Probably not.
You're gonna be, like, a G.
Yeah, I think you're bigger than a double D.
Yeah, it sucks.
Because I at one point wore a D, and my boobs were nowhere near as big as yours.
boobs.
Well, all right. You did marriage, and we ended on boobs, and you loved it. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right,
next week, bye.